You know, our homes are home to bacteria, too. They linger in some obvious places like your kitchen sponge and then some less obvious ones. So how do you take care of this flu season as you disinfect for bacteria and viruses? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Chris Ann Cronin, director and associate professor of public health at Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania. Thanks very much for joining us, although I'm a little bit leery. I'm going to be called on the carpet on some of these things because your kitchen sponge, I know, is one.
Yes, definitely the kitchen sponge, but I think we're all pretty much aware of that at this point.
Right. What I'm looking at is the soft-sided lunch boxes. I'm staring at mine right now and thinking I'm a petri dish from home to work.
Well, I mean, the good news is that probably the microbes in there, unless they were there from the onset when you put your food in there, they're probably not going to be too harmful to you. But it's always a good idea to clean out, your soft-sided lunch boxes just with a mild disinfectant like vinegar and water. And while I'm talking about that, make sure you do your water bottles too, because that's a place where we often just dump out what was in there, rinse it out, and reuse it. So do a pretty good job on that at least once a week.
Until it gets slimy on the inside. And speaking of water bottles, I was thinking of pet bowls. You don't even think about the pets.
Oh, yeah, definitely pet bowls. And I know many of us get lazy and would just keep putting the same food in the same bowl, but that would be like you putting food on the same plate every single day and eating off of it without washing it. And it's the same way for your pets. So, you know, their mouths aren't as clean as we think we've been led to believe.
Okay, the other one that drew my attention was the coffee reservoir. And I don't drink coffee, so it doesn't gross me out, but I understand that you don't clean out the coffee maker as often as maybe you should.
Yeah, I mean, you really should clean out your coffee maker at least once a month, you know, just with a dilute vinegar solution. And it's just going to get some of that mold that can settle into those crevices. I mean, there's lots of nooks and crannies in a coffee maker. And it will just disinfect it and keep it nice and clean and keep your coffee tasting a little better, too.
And then, you know, I'm thinking that we're heading into flu season, and so everybody wants, and we're so much more aware of viruses, you know, these days. And mm-hmm. So I would like to think that people are cognizant because we've been wiping things down for so many years now. But you know, to what extent are people still ignoring things like cell phones and your keys and wallets?
Well, I think that, you know, many of us still ignore that. I'm not the greatest when it comes to disinfecting my cell phone. And, I mean, if you were to actually do a culture from your cell phone, you would be disgusted with what is actually growing on it. I mean, your keys aren't quite as bad, but your cell phone is pretty bad. And you should just once in a while take a disinfectant wipe and just wipe it down. The other thing along those lines is your remote control to your television. You should be vigilant in keeping that clean. So make sure you take a disinfectant wipe every once in a while and wipe that off too.
And keys are tough because sometimes the key fobs, they're electronic. You don't want to, you know, wipe them down, or you don't want to like dunk them in water.
Right. I mean, you handle your keys often, but most of the time you're not going to really get infection from your keys. So I would be a little less concerned about disinfecting keys.
Chris Ann, thanks very much for the advice. Chris Ann Cronin is director and associate professor of public health at Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania.